This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and writing in children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The gay rights movement usually claims that gay marriage will not affect anyone except the people getting married. They claim it is no offense to traditional marriage, but that does not appear to be true. Here is a curious incident that happened in the state of Washington, where same-sex marriage is legal. The manager of a flower shop was asked by a customer named Robert Ingersoll to provide flowers for his upcoming marriage to his same-sex partner. The manager told him she could not do that because of, quote, her relationship with Jesus Christ. Robert Ingersoll then wrote about this incident on Facebook. The Washington State Attorney General's office heard about this and decided to sue the florist. The left wants to make the florist's decision an issue of discrimination. The left wing says that this incident is no different from having a whites-only restaurant. But the florist was not discriminating against people. She has openly gay employees, and she is happy to sell flowers to gay customers, which she has been doing for years. This was about an event, not a person. The florist simply refused to assist with an activity she objected to for religious reasons. So it appears that same-sex marriage does indeed have a large effect on society and an immediate effect on the wedding vendors who will now be required to participate in it. If the vendors do not cooperate in same-sex marriages, they face lawsuits from the state. The left wing wants to use the government power to force acceptance of its lifestyle. The homosexual movement does not practice the tolerance it preaches. We seem to be reaching the point where one of the biggest issues in same-sex marriage is the free speech right of others to criticize it. Whatever happened to our First Amendment free exercise of religion?
College students, you're invited to the 20th annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit on July 18 and 19 in Washington, D.C. Get equipped to combat the liberal ideologies of multiculturalism, diversity, and feminism on your campus. Network with conservative leaders. Register in advance and the conference is free. Go to eagleforum.org and click on Collegians. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Hello, friends. It is Wednesday, December 11th, 2013. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the sunny suburbs of Chicago. I really appreciate you joining me today on RBN. Their website is republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit spingola.com, where you will see the names of every single guest that I've ever had on the program here at RBN since October 23rd, 2010, as well as links to their websites. Just visit my website and click on the radio schedule button. Please also visit spingolaspeaks.info, a site that one of our very wonderful, talented listeners created. And he has a lot of very wonderful links there. I hope that you will visit that site. During the program, email your questions or comments to comment@spingola.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website or by going to spingola.chatingo.com. We will take calls in the second hour when we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. Our guest today is Dr. Jennifer Daniels. She is the author of Murder by Medicine is No Accident, The Lethal Dose, Why Your Doctor is Prescribing It. Also, she's the co-author of Do You Have the Guts to Be Beautiful? Her website is VitalityCapsules.com. Again, VitalityCapsules.com. You may also access the website by DrJenniferDaniels.com. Dr. Daniels, welcome to the program.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Well, it's our pleasure. It's our honor to have you. So, what's new? Anything new and exciting?
Oh, there's so much new and exciting. As you know, I uncover scandal after scandal. I mean, when 856,000 people are being murdered by medicine every year, or certainly in 2012, you don't have to look far to find really shocking things.
Exactly. Exactly.
Every place you look.
Yes. I was talking to a gentleman this morning. I'm having my front room painted, and I had to take off all the wallpaper. And this is such a sharp guy, and he looks at my bookcase. He's done some painting for me before. And he is just so full of questions, and he was talking this morning about, we're talking about aspartame. And he told me that he used to drink a lot of diet soda, and all of a sudden his feet, his toes and everything started curling up, and he just did not know what was going on. And he said, I talked to my sister, and she said, well, are you drinking diet soda? And he said, well, yeah. And he stopped, and it immediately, took care of his problem. So,
yeah.
I mean, everywhere, everyone that you talk to has a story.
Has been touched, yeah.
Yes, and people like you are just fabulous at bringing all this out, and people are starting to listen and recognize.
Yeah, it's very encouraging. Very encouraging.
Indeed. So today you're going to talk about something that's kind of exciting.
Yeah.
Turpentine, or what I call spruce extract. It just makes me feel better to be taking spruce extract.
Yes, I think that people need to really embrace things that are helpful to them. And I think the first thing is to actually use it, try it, realize the benefits. But the next step, I think, is where you're at, which is to say, okay, I can do this. It really sounds weird, so I've got to give it another name. And finally, to just call it like it is and say, you know what? I'm doing this. It works for me. And to be able to say to your friends, you know what? This is what I do. It may or may not work for you, but this is what I do, and it's working great for me. I can tell you a story. I had a boyfriend. He's a banker. And so he started taking turpentine, of course. I encouraged him, you know, and he saw me take it. He's like, okay. He just loved it. It made him feel great. So I came to visit him one time, and he'd hidden the turpentine. Oh, no, the turpentine was in the kitchen on the top shelf next to the sugar in the food section, right?
Perfect.
So I opened the cabinet, and there's the turpentine right there. I said, oh. And I said, oh, my God. I didn't realize I left it there. And he lunged toward the cabinet, grabbed the turpentine, and put it down under the sink. He said, okay, there.
he was in the right place.
Exactly. He was afraid and ashamed that somebody might see that and think ill of him.
Gosh.
Yeah. Even here, I had a new housekeeper for a day. She substituted for my usual housekeeper. And there was a turpentine right there on the shelf next to the mustard or something. And she said, oh, my God. Oh, no. You have to move that. You might drink it. I said, well, I do drink it. She said, oh, no.
Well, I went to a Christmas party last night. We were at a large group with a large group of people. Went to a restaurant, which was very difficult because the menu was all pre-planned and everything. And of course, I could only eat just a couple of things. And I was telling the person right next to me about turpentine, and told her all about how it worked and everything. And we talked about several other things. But I think that people just need to tell what they know, and talk to anybody that'll listen. And she was very interested. So I gave her my business card that about my radio program, and I told her about you, told her that you were going to be on today, and so hopefully she's listening.
Exactly, and that's the way, in a very lighthearted way, to say, you know what, I just found out the darnest thing, I'm doing the darnest thing, I really think this is really neat, or something like that. But don't let anyone think that you think they should do it, of course not.
Oh, right.
I think that's what life's all about, is each person deciding for themselves. I mean, I can tell you, I've made some pretty outrageous decisions in the past myself, and I'm very happy that those around me were polite enough to let me move out my way.
Well, it's good for a number of things. And but when I first heard about it, it took me a while to just really get the courage to do it. And, you know, I didn't make out a will or anything like what you did, but I thought, well, if she did it, I can do it. She's still alive. I think I'm going to do this. And, so I did it. I did it actually 3 times in 1 week, and nothing happened to me. I mean, I didn't die obviously I'm still alive. And, so, it works. I mean, it's a good thing to have. So I was talking to a gentleman yesterday, and he said everybody should have a case of it.
Absolutely. I agree. It should be in every single home, but I don't think the government should make a law mandating it.
No. No, we don't want to do that. I don't think
so.
No. Either.
You never know.
Exactly. The other thing that he mentioned, he said that the Rockefellers used to be big into selling kerosene in China.
That's right.
And I had discovered this also. And then it dawned on me. Of course, they sold it it was a dual purpose for lighting the lamps in China and all that. But it was for medicinal purposes. And then they figured out, this is getting everybody well. We got to change course here. And it was shortly after that, in 1909 or something, that they sent out their, Mr. Flexner, who went all over the country. And I thought, gosh, another piece of the puzzle, another bit of information that fits perfectly with what I already knew.
Well, let's put that together to you with a little link here. Okay. So kerosene is a distillate of crude oil. Got it?
Right.
Okay. So you can sell a lot more crude oil if you don't sell kerosene, but instead So a whole line of ineffective pharmaceuticals based on crude oil as their ingredient, necessary ingredient.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's where that works. So you can only sell so much kerosene, but if you promulgate a whole line of pharmaceuticals that were basically derivatives or somehow required crude oil in their manufacture, then you can make a lot more money. Of course, the drugs have to be ineffective. That's important.
And they have to have those nasty side effects that make you sick so they can give you...
No, it makes you come back for even more of them. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. All right, we are going to a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steenblok has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steenblok and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steenblok is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Dr. Jennifer Daniels. She is the author of Murder by Medicine is No Accident, The Lethal Dose, Why Your Doctor is Prescribing It, and Do You Have the Guts to Be Beautiful? Her website is vitalitycapsules.com, and be sure and go to amazon.com to purchase that book. It is a must-have. It would make a really good Christmas present for people. All righty. So what can we use turpentine for?
Well, you could use it for absolutely everything. It's definitely worth a start. But I think for the, you know, for the audience, they might want to know more about kind of how I arrived at this.
Okay.
And I didn't just, like, wake up one day and say, you know what, I think it's turpentine. It was a process. It took me about, once I decided I was looking for something, it took me about a year and a half to realize, to find turpentine. Once I found it, I realized that it was what I was looking for. But basically, first you have to have a mindset or an attitude. And at that point in my life, I was very young, I was in my 30s, and I had three children, and I had a medical practice. I just started my medical practice. Now, the thing to understand was I just paid off my last $80,000 in debt. I borrowed $200,000 to start my practice. I just paid off the last $80,000, so I was debt-free. The other thing was I had enough money in savings where if anything happened to me, the kids were taken care of, so I didn't have to worry about the kids. And so I could all of a sudden turn my attention to whatever I was curious about. And I was curious as to why my patients, well, first of all, I knew they weren't getting better with drugs. In fact, they were getting worse. It was just awful, absolutely awful to even watch it. It was so bad that I started giving people a choice. Look, you can either take this drug or you can eat carrots. What do you want to do here? And so everyone got choices, and so I was happy with that. I felt I fulfilled my ethical responsibility, and more people were actually choosing not to use the drugs. But I noticed that even though people were making those nice, healthy choices, and even though they were getting better, that as soon as they had a glass of milk or ate a candy bar, boom, they were just as sick as ever. I said, there's something wrong here. There's something I should be able to do to help these people, so that they can get better and stay better, so they can get better and restore them to the health they had before they got sick. And so that's what I was looking for, something that would do that. And so I went on a tear, just like you. I bought all these books. I bought every single natural healing, get well, this and that. I've even bought Rodale books. After a few of those, though, I stopped. And then I started buying these obscure ones, and nothing had anything that was going to get people better, that was going to just really do it. Then, of course, I was homeschooling, which is just, honest to God, if you're out there, if you have kids, the best thing you can do for yourself is to homeschool kids. So I was homeschooling because it meant what? I had to read something. So I picked up a few books here and there. We started reading. We started reading about Civil War and slaves and stuff, and ordinarily a depressing story. But they mentioned that whenever the slave master got sick, and they often did, they would get sick. The regular doctor would come, use all of his drugs, whatever, and he'd tell the slave master, I'm sorry, this is it. It's over. You're going to die. Just apportion out your belongings to whoever you want to have them, and you'll probably be dead in a few days. Don't worry about it. And so the slave master, immediately upon hearing the news, would rush to the slave quarters and say, please, 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 I'll give you whatever you want, but please just cure me. I want to live more. I have a great life. And whatever the slave did or administered to the slave master would get better. And then, of course, life would go on, and hopefully the guy kept his promise to the slave, whatever promise he made. I said, wait a minute. If this thing, this miraculous cure-all is in the possession of slaves, first of all, it's got to be cheap. It's got to be, because slaves don't have any money. Then it's got to be plentiful. How else could a slave get access to it? Because they felt like they could freely move around, right? They're slaves. So then I started looking for something that was very cheap and widely available. And so now I reread all these self-help books with an eye to that, and of course found nothing. And then I finally said to myself, am I stupid? I have a whole medical practice filled with descendants of slaves. Let me ask them. And so that's what I did. I asked my patients, and I kept asking and kept asking. At the end of every visit, I said, hey, by the way, was there something your grandmother used, or maybe your mother used, and it cured absolutely everything, and it was very cheap? What was it? And so people eventually started saying, you know what? It's turpentine and sugar. Yep, it's turpentine and sugar. And so I said, well, let me go check it out. And so I said, well, what kind of turpentine? I said, we don't know. I said, what kind of sugar? I said, we don't know. I said, well, how much? They said, we don't know. I said, well, how often? They said, we don't know. I said, well, surely your grandmother is deceased by now. Oh, no, she's alive. Really? How old is she? Well, she's 92, because these guys were in their 40s, right? The grown guys. So I said, well, do you think she talked to me? Probably not. She sticks to herself. You know, she takes care of her house, does her laundry, sleeps the floor, cooks her own food, pretty much sticks to herself. I said, 92? She's doing all that? She's not in a nursing home? I said, no. I said, well, does she use turpentine? Oh, yeah, she still uses it, swears by it. I said, oh, interesting. So then I told her, I have got to know this. I have got to know about this because I had a mother who was getting on, you know, around 60-something, right? And if I'd get her a turpentine sugar, she wouldn't need a nursing home. That's what I was thinking.
Sure.
So this was very important to me. I mean, at the moment, she was working the front desk, but I could see that, you know, there was a future out here that didn't look too bright. So I went down to the hardware store and bought the best turpentine I could find, 100% pure gum spirit. Then I went over to the grocery store. Actually, I was so busy, I couldn't even do it in the same day. So I hit the turpentine store one day, and then I hit the grocery store the other day, got some sugar cubes, and put them on the kitchen table. And this is really, honest to God, I had so little time. It was like I would devote 5 minutes a day to the project. Finally got them on the kitchen table. All right, then I had to find my will, checked it. All right, looks up to date to me. Put that on top of the fridge so in case I did die, it would be obvious, you know, they could find the will. And then I figured I better do it in the evening. That way, if I died, the front desk would have time to reschedule patients. Okay, fine. All the bases covered. And, of course, the kids are provided for. All right, we're ready. So I'm trying to say to the audience, it is difficult to do these outrageous things if you haven't got your life in order. And I know everyone out there, there's something outrageous for you to do just as important as this. So I hope that you'll be inspired by this and go do something great because I know you can do it. So I decided, okay, this is it. We've got everything together, and I'm ready, and this is it. I'm going to drop dead or find out something. So I got one little sugar cube, and I was really chicken. I only put, like, you know, 2 drops on it. So I took the sugar cube, and nothing happened. I said, well, I survived it. The next day, I did 2 sugar cubes. I stacked one on top of the other. I put so much turpentine on it, thoroughly soaked the top cube and went halfway through the bottom cube. I said, okay, tried that. Nothing happened. And I said, well, this is really, you know, it's not what they told me because all those public service announcements about turpentine being deadly, get it out the house, it's going to kill your kids. I mean, all that stuff, but like it wasn't true. So then I said, okay, I'm ready. I did 3 sugar cubes the next day, for the next evening, and it was just like boom, like I had been just transported back to my state of energy that I'd had like 20 years before. You know, my brain was clear, I was physically just more energetic. Usually at the end of a work day, you're just tired. And the whole tiredness thing just left and went away. I said, wow, this is great. I mean, I wasn't even sick. So then I offered it to my mother, who had been sick for decades. You know, she'd had some botched surgery in her finger, which gave her a chronic infection. The doctor kept throwing antibiotics at it. She finally just stopped taking because they weren't working. Then she had a car accident, crushed the bones in her face, and she had chronic pain because of that. And so she was in a world of hurt. Oh, she had knee pain from the car accident, which was many years before. And so I said, Mom, I discovered something. I've been taking it. So I took it for a while. So I've been taking it for a few weeks, and I think that, you know, it might help you. I said, oh, what is that? I said, it's turpentine. I said, oh, no, I don't think so. I said, Mom, really, I've been taking it for a while. I think it'll work out. So she said, okay, I'll try it. She tried it, and it took about 3 minutes, and she felt an improvement in her pain.
Oh, my goodness. Fabulous. Alrighty, we are going to a 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring, so be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal and give someone a gift that's meaningful, a gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne, Glucosamine Chondroitin, Sea Cucumber, Colloidal Minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Dr. Jennifer Daniels. She is the author of Murder by Medicine, Is No Accident the Lethal Dose? Why your doctor is prescribing it? Also, Do You Have the Guts to Be Beautiful? Her website is vitalitycapsules.com or drjenniferdaniels.com. And I just want you to know that I just ordered a gallon of turpentine during the break. I have a couple bottles, but I thought, I better play it safe and get enough for.
Oh, everyone, once you start using it and you start feeling better, you're like, oh my God, I'm sure the government's going to take this away from me. Let me get a stockpile.
Exactly, because you can use it for other things topically too.
Yes, right? My clients back in the 90s when I started using it, they did that. They stockpiled gallons of it. Oh, they were so afraid that anything that worked this well, surely is going to be made inaccessible.
Sure.
So mom got some pain in about 3 minutes or so, and she's like, oh my goodness. And so I put her on it, and it took her 6 weeks to get rid of all the pain that she'd been having for decades.
Perfect. Wonderful. That is great.
And so then I started offering it to patients. I said, look, like I say, this might not work and I can't prove it, but I think you should try it and I'm sticking to it. So I offered it to patients and, of course, only the desperate. People who either had to take this or their husband's going to divorce them because of their fibromyalgia, or they had to take this, or their husband's going to divorce them because they can no longer take care of the 5 kids they had, or, you know, things are just absolutely, totally, completely falling apart. So
you mentioned fibromyalgia, so it works for something like that. And during the program, maybe you could just tell us what it works on.
Well, tell you what I've used it for. I use this for lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, fibromyalgia, diabetes, general osteoarthritis. Trying to think what else. Oh, pneumonia. Very nice for pneumonia. And any aches and pains anywhere.
Now, would you do that ingest it, or would you do use a topical application, or both?
It depends. The thing to understand is there is a maximum dose. The reason doctors kill so many patients is because the doses that doctors use always exceed the minimum lethal dose. It's MLD, minimum lethal dose. Mm-hmm. Doctors only stay under the LD50, the dose at which 50% of all people who take it die. So you can imagine there's a lot of death going on in there. So doctors frequently use the LD1, LD5, or LD10. So they prescribe drugs that are that deadly. But turpentine, what I advocate is staying under the minimum lethal dose. The minimum lethal dose for anyone is 2 tablespoons. That's basically 30 cc's. So I recommend 5 cc's, which is 1 teaspoon. So if you stay at 5 cc's or less as your maximum daily dose, then that's 1/6 of the minimum lethal dose, the dose at which anyone has been known to die. And so if you're working with 1 teaspoon of turpentine, you are guaranteed to have a safe dose.
Okay.
Safe experience. Okay, so that's number one. So what does that mean? That means the maximum dose that you ingest and put on yourself in a 24-hour period should be 5 cc's or less. Should be 1 teaspoon or less.
Okay.
So that's for safety, so you don't kill anyone. Because I'm all about, you know, cutting down this 861,000 deaths per year from modern medicine. I don't want to increase any deaths from natural medicine, right?
Sure.
Right. So, now, that's your limit. That's your parameter. That's kind of your limits or outline here of what you're working within. So what you have to do is, if you have time, well, it's not an emergency, if you have time, then you should prepare yourself to take turpentine, which means you should hydrate yourself. That means drink enough water. A lot of people need to know what kind of water. My preference for healing is distilled water. For everyday drinking would be gravity-purified water with minerals added if needed. So if you're talking about rinsing out the parasites, the distilled water seems to work the best for it. And how much of that? 1 quart for every 50 or 60 pounds of body weight. You can do the math for yourself. All right, so let's just say you're hydrated. Many people who have chronic pain from any source, even fibromyalgia, find the pain is much less when they drink enough water. So that's step one. And step two is to have bowel movement. Nothing happens unless you poop. Nothing happens unless you poop. If you're a regular person going through your day, maybe you poop once a day, twice a day, and if you have absolutely no medical concerns whatever, I say good on you. Proceed as you are. But if you have a medical concern, however trivial, definitely push those poops up to 3 a day and maybe even to 4. So that's important. So many people who have a chronic condition of whatever description often will notice they have an improvement with increasing their bowel movements to 3 or 4 a day. How do you do this? You can eat more overripe fruit. Overripe fruit works best. Better than overripe fruit is the same overripe fruit parade. That works really good. Prunes are also good. And, of course, there's also Vitality Capsules. Those are available at vitalitycapsules.com. These are all ways to go. Oh, can't forget castor oil, my favorite. I love castor oil because castor oil works. The adult dose is 1/4 cup. Precaution, do drink a quart of water afterwards so you don't, pass out. Well, you do go, and a lot of stuff comes out. You can get a little faint. So drink a quart of water after your castor oil dose. But those are options. So that's your third step. Fourth step now is to figure out is to stop poisoning yourself. In other words, you've got to go organic. You've got to go non-GMO. And you've got to go non-processed. If it's organic, but it's packaged and preserved and dehydrated, maybe it's a power bar or something, not going to work. Totally unprocessed foods means you shop only in the produce section of your supermarket, and then you might shop in the meat section, even the meats. You're not going to be eating those smoked meats. You're going to be eating the fresh meats. And if you want to smoke it, darn it, you're going to do that yourself. So you can only buy unprocessed foods. And when you get it home, if it's any processing to be done, you're the one that does it. And then, so you fix your diet issue. The next step then is to take turpentine.
Sounds good. That's what I did. The one mistake that I made is, and I noted it when I was listening to your program on this on Blake Network, was that somebody had called in or asked the question, well, I used 3 sugar cubes, but the sugar cubes did not take up the 1 teaspoon, so she used less. And she said, no, you need to use more sugar, not less turpentine.
Right. The amount of turpentine a sugar cube takes depends on the temperature, depends on the humidity, all kinds of things. And so the sugar cubes are basically a safety measure because there's a ratio to the turpentine and sugar that you have to have. And so no matter how little turpentine you use, if you soak every last granule of sugar in front of you, you're going to get dizziness and side effects. So what the sugar does, it's a sugar cube, or you can use granulated sugar. As long as when you pour the teaspoon of sugar, of turpentine on the sugar, you have granules that are clearly not saturated, then you're good to go. Because the sugar cubes act as a slow release mechanism. As they melt, the granules release the turpentine to your system, which is nice, and apparently the level of slowness that your system needs. Mm-hmm. The other thing that happens is, the sugar acts as the bait. So obviously, if you have too much turpentine and not enough sugar, then the parasites are going to sense the turpentine and not today. I'm going to stay home and rest. But if you have more sugar, the parasites are going to say, whoa, there's sugar there. I can't resist this. I got to come out and play.
Sure.
And as soon as the turpentine touches the parasites, that's it. They're done.
Now, what about honey? Can you use honey in...
In my experience, honey does not work. It is not as effective.
Okay. I guess it's a pure kind of a solution or ingredient. So.
Well, the problem with honey is the honey is a liquid, and the honey is also very viscous, thick. And so it actually kind of surrounds the turpentine and kind of interferes with the mobility of the turpentine, which sugar doesn't do that.
Okay.
I mean, you're going to get some effectiveness, but it's not going to be what you would get with the sugar.
Okay. Alrighty, very good. Let's see. There are some questions here. People are kind of interested in why you are no longer practicing in New York. They're kind of wondering about the story.
I'm talking about you have to ask? Are you kidding me?
Well, it was just a question in the chat room, so... But you don't have to answer that. But we will be back in 3 minutes after word from our sponsors.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy 2 bottles and receive a 3rd bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNforAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNforAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNforAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNforAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two Black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Deanna, our guest today is Dr. Jennifer Daniels. She is the author of Murder by Medicine is No Accident, The Lethal Dose, Why Your Doctor is Prescribing It, and Do You Have the Guts to Be Beautiful? Her website is vitalitycapsules.com. And there is a question. Is there a particular brand of turpentine that is better than another, or is there a certain keyword or ingredient that we need to look for?
Yes. It's something you need to not. Mineral turpentine is not the same as pure gum spirits of turpentine. This is important to know. There are many, 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 many types of turpentine. The only one that works, as according to the report, according to what I have experienced with and the results of the miracles I've seen, is gum turpentine. So gum turpentine is what you're looking for. And then the other word you want to look for is pure. So pure gum turpentine. Now, I can say pure gum spirits of turpentine, pure gum turpentine, but that is what you're looking for. Now, all of my medical practice, I use stuff out of the hardware store. And I had patients who had standards. So, Dr. Daniels, you know you're a great doctor. I appreciate you. Got a lot of confidence in you. But I will not go to the hardware store for my medicine. People told me that a couple of times. They said, you know, I'm hurting. I know that. I have a lot of pain. We tried everything else. It hasn't worked. I, I know this might help me, but I'm not going to the hardware store. And I had patients who literally sent to California for rectified turpentine, okay, for internal ingestion. Mm-hmm. And it was totally ineffective.
Oh, really?
Totally ineffective. Yes. I was very disappointed because I was like, oh, yes, yes, yes. They're going to spend the big bucks. They're going to get the great stuff. And, oh, they're going to do this. Oh, wow, wow, wow. And it didn't work. And so I was very discouraged, very disappointed. So you really do need the pure gum spirits of turpentine. Back then and even now, Clean Strip, spelled with a K, K-L-E-A-N, strip. And another one is Sunnyside. So those are two brands available in various stores. I'm still looking for something that might be a little more, you know, convenient and palatable to, I won't say the masses, but to, you know, your everyday person on the street who hasn't, had that adventurous mindset.
Sure. Sure.
But you do need to be careful. You do need to be fussy. It does need to say gum turpentine. Mineral turpentine is absolutely no good. It's hazardous. So you want gum turpentine. But I really want to answer that question about my license in New York State. I think that okay. really should be answered.
Okay.
Well, first I'd like to say, I started out in medicine. I graduated from medical school with a naive notion that as a doctor, I was working on behalf of my patient. It was my responsibility to do anything and everything necessary to help that person heal and to search for any information I could find. And, you know, that I thought that was my responsibility. I also thought that it was my responsibility to be an upstanding citizen and do whatever I could to improve the general environmental health situation. And so with this attitude, I located my practice in the middle of a drug-infested, crime-ridden ghetto with quite a few stray bullets going around. And this was where I grew up, so I really didn't notice much, you know, a problem with this, except, you know, if you stay out the way, things are pretty okay. But things were getting really, really bad, like much worse than they were when I was a kid. So I was practicing medicine, minding my own business, so I thought, and I became aware of this. I said, well, we got to shut these places down. So I looked into the law and found a few technicalities and shut down and demolished four drug dens. With, of course, the help of the neighbors, I got them together and said, this is what you write, this is what you put on it, and I'll handle letters from there. And so I mounted this campaign. And then I got the government put a little pressure on them, but they paved streets they hadn't paved over 50 years, got sidewalks put in they hadn't put in I don't know how long. I mean, walking on those sidewalks, you need a 4x4. It was just that bad, all broken up. Yeah, even a healthy person would trip and fall. So things were going pretty good there. And, of course, practicing medicine, I found the regular stuff didn't work. So I was offering people, you know, vegetarian diet, vegan diet, juice fast, water fast, lobelia enemas, coffee enemas, salt enemas, water enemas. I would go to court on behalf of my patients so they didn't have to vaccinate. I would go and write letters to call off the child protective dogs. I would tell them how to circumvent various types of intervention in their lives. And the last straw, I think, was there was a $30 million bank heist. And I said, oh, my God, it's a $30 million bank heist. In broad daylight. And so I alerted all the politicians this was going on. They said, no. We're going to sign all the papers, do this, da-da-da-da. Don't worry about it. Just practice medicine. And so, in my wisdom, I have an MBA from Wharton, right? I know about business. And bankers, I can get any banker to not make a loan. So I alerted the banks. Do you know the $30 million bank heist in progress here? Do you know you're making a $30 million signature loan with no collateral and no chance of repayment? And of course, I got 300 citizens to write letters saying they didn't want their government to borrow the money, and if they borrowed it, they didn't want it repaid. And then a cover letter said, if you try to collect on this loan, you'll have to use draconian measures. Worse than anything you've used in third world countries. And you're sincerely concerned citizen, Dr. Jennifer Daniels. So what I did not know was that the governor had already been bribed to make sure that the bank heist went off without a hitch. So the bank decided they were not going to advance $30 million. And all kinds of heck broke loose. You know, the people who were involved started suing other people, and they were all arguing and fussing, and people had to leave town, and it was just one big mess. And then I said, whew, glad that's over with. And then the licensing board knocks on my door. and they want this patient chart. Of course, there's a chart of a patient who had been who was diabetic. He showed up at my office with blood sugar of 470-something. And in 1 week, I had it down to 135 with no drugs. And the medical board told me they felt this was an example of the inappropriate practice of medicine. And I said, well, if that's inappropriate, then what is appropriate? I've missed something here. And, you know, one thing after led to another, and they ultimately said, look, this is our ultimatum to you. We want you to allow us to go into your office and examine every single one of the 4,000 charts in your office to see if we can't find something more substantial. Of course, you now know, and I now know, those charts were filled with references to turpentine. Like, oh, I don't think so.
Right.
I don't think you need to come into my office.
Oh, my goodness.
And
now,
so,
what entity was this?
That's a good question. By the time my paperwork was done and my fate was sealed, I would say at least 50 individuals had their name on it. And it was the OPMC, Office of Professional Medical Conduct. And they have since renamed that office. It has such an awful reputation with both patients and doctors. And so what finally happened was my license was suspended forever and ever, which is an illegal penalty, by the way. And so a lawyer, who was really a sharp lawyer from Florida, heard about my case and flew to New York, appeared in my office, and said, I will represent you for free. Oh, my gosh, well, thank you. Of course, having started this whole process with a net worth of $771,000, I was quickly becoming a pauper. So she represented me, and she really did a great job. And we ended up going to the third District Supreme Court of New York State, where they overturned my verdict, my penalty as being unlawful. That's another thing. When you appeal, you cannot be exonerated. You can only have your penalty overturned, not your conviction. So anyway, the penalty was illegal because you cannot suspend a doctor's license more than 3 years. The next thing is they failed to give me due process, which is like a serious understatement. They wouldn't even admit the patient's chart as evidence in the proceedings. So they wouldn't even allow me any witnesses. It was just, you know, it was incredible.
Right.
And so long story short, so they remanded it. So they said, okay, we'll give you probation, 3 years suspension, stage of probation. And then they saw me in violation of probation because there was a letter I should have written to them that I didn't write to them. So that was like, okay, now we're going to suspend your license. So they suspended my license. But wait. We can revoke your license or you can surrender it. I said, well, if I surrender it, will you guys never write me again? Yeah, we promise. Scout's honor.
Wow. All right. We are going to our top of the hour break. We'll be back at 6 minutes after the hour.